Nutrient Management Preparations for 2019. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Ram. Plow through the snow this holiday season with the power and durability of a Ram truck. Hurry in and find a great deal at the Ram Big Finish event. An agronomist says farmers have more resources than ever before to make the best fertility decisions specific to every acre. And he says those decisions should not be exclusive to corn. That's coming up next on Brownfield. John Zook, an agronomist for Winfield United, says farmers need to gather as much information as possible when putting together a nutrient management plan.
Looking back at some of our soil samples and the trends, the genetics, maybe our fertility is trending down, but our yield is certainly trending up. So it might make you wonder of how that plant is actually getting nutrients in its tissue. Our tissue shows that in some cases is trending actually up. So now what is the cost that that plant has to acquire to get nutrients from soil that maybe doesn't seem to be as fertile as it once was? Now on the 10-year trend, that's maybe long scheme, but you know, as of recent, now we're learning about how can we manage those nutrients in the plant to become more efficient. And what we know is maybe adding nitrogen when you're nitrogen deficient doesn't always fix the nitrogen deficiency. You might be nitrogen deficient because you don't have enough potassium to bring nitrogen in the plant. So I think those are some of the examples of things that we're learning with some of the new data coming out.
He tells Brownfield soil and tissue samples require multiple time and location points.
Because we're looking at them for trends. So with the soil sample, I mean, I like to have minimum every 4 years have our soil sample done. Some guys have been switching to every 2 years just to get more data points. Same thing with tissue sampling. What I like to see is, and you can pick out 2-3 areas or yield zones within that field and take, so on corn, maybe take a V5 and then a V9 and a VT tissue sample as far as timing. It's going to give you a few data points on that graph to make a idea of what the trend might look to help make a better decision of maybe what you did or didn't do, and then translate that into a different approach for the next crop season.
And Zook says nutrient management isn't just for corn.
So soybeans, I think there is a fairly large concern. We're still gathering information and learning a lot. The trends point to some of the macros playing important, probably more priority to the micros in soybeans. Managing nitrogen deficiency and phosphorus in soybeans has proven to be critical too for yield. One of the micronutrients that I'm seeing showing up all over the board, and that really comes important as we switch to reproductive mode in soybeans, would be manganese.
He says manganese is important for photosynthesis and helps fix nitrogen to the soybean plant. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.